It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.
At least four people are dead following a series of shootings in the Denver area Monday night. The suspect is also dead. The shooter killed and injured people at a few different locations, including a business, a shopping area, and a hotel. Police pursued the suspect in a car chase during which the suspect disabled the police car. They exchanged gunfire, and an officer was wounded before the suspect was shot and killed. Law enforcement officials say there's no ongoing threat to the community, and they have no known motive for the shootings. Just another day in America. The Justice Department has been doling out a surge of grants to help cities confront recent increases in violent crime. The department's Office of Justice Programs says that hundreds of communities and organizations are being awarded or are eligible to receive a share of $1.6 billion to support a wide range of public safety programs, including drug and gang task forces, domestic violence programs, treatment and correction programs, and other crime reduction efforts. How about getting guns off the streets? Just saying. Turning to COVID, the CDC has now shortened the recommended times people should isolate when they've tested positive or have been exposed to COVID-19. The new recommendations? People only need to isolate for 5 days instead of 10 if they test positive but have no symptoms. And they must continue to wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days. People who were sick but whose symptoms are improving and don't have a fever can also leave the house after 5 days. As can those who were exposed to COVID-19 but are fully vaccinated. The CDC says the change is based on scientific evidence that most transmission occurs early in the disease, right before and after the onset of symptoms. And people who have received booster shots should wear masks for 10 days but don't need to isolate. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said these updates ensure people can safely continue their daily lives even as the Omicron variant spreads. Some encouraging news in a new study from scientists in South Africa. It indicates that the Omicron variant could displace the Delta variant that swept around the globe earlier this year. Reuters is reporting that the study shows that people who are infected with Omicron, especially those who are vaccinated, appear to develop better immunity to the Delta variant as well as Omicron. The results are consistent with Omicron displacing the Delta variant since it can elicit immunity which neutralizes Delta, making reinfection with Delta less likely. So that could be really good news if, as some studies have shown, Omicron causes less severe disease. The scientists writing in this report. If so, then the incidence of COVID-19 severe disease would be reduced, and the infection may shift to become less disruptive to individuals and society. One very optimistic professor at the Africa Health Research Institute, Alex Siegel, wrote, quote, "If so, then the incidence of COVID-19 severe disease would be reduced, and the infection may shift to become less disruptive to individuals and society. This will help push Delta out." Pretty optimistic. And here's the other side. The study only covered a small number of people and has not yet been peer-reviewed. But we'll take the good news wherever we can get it these days. And that is encouraging, especially in the face of more madness. Airlines canceled more than 1,200 flights on Monday due to both winter storms and the coronavirus surge fueled by Omicron. These latest cancellations brought the total number of flights to, from, or within the U.S. to more than 4,000 since Christmas Eve on Friday. Delta, United, JetBlue, and American have said in recent days that they've had to trim their schedules due to staff shortages caused by the COVID surge. Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. should consider requiring vaccinations for air travel to encourage more people to get vaccinated and help slow infections. President Biden, taking a bit of blame on Monday, conceding that although his administration has been working to increase the availability of over-the-counter at-home COVID-19 rapid tests, the efforts are, quote, clearly not enough. He held a virtual meeting with the National Governors Association to deal with the spike in cases fueled by Omicron. Biden told 25 governors that when he took office, there were no such tests available. He said there were almost 200 million kits available in December, but that's still insufficient to meet the demand as Omicron spread so rapidly. Biden said his recently announced plan for the government to purchase 500 million at-home test kits and distribute them free to Americans who request them should help. Should. In New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio is in his last week in office, he launched the nation's biggest vaccine mandate on private business. Under this policy, all employers in the city must verify that in-person workers have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If in-person workers got the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, they must provide proof that they got the second dose within 45 days. It wasn't immediately clear what de Blasio's successor, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, would do about the mandate. I guess we'll find out next week. Speaking of next week, when Congress does reconvene, we understand that the House Select Committee investigating January 6th will begin public hearings. Why? Well, it's time. They want to start sharing what they've learned. The committee has interviewed over 300 witnesses. They've issued more than 50 subpoenas and collected over 35,000 pages of records. So although we know the public hearings are coming, we're not sure exactly when, but we hear it'll be sometime this winter. So we got that to look forward to. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.